Our story today is called The Christmas Carol by Victor Parachin. When World War I erupted in 1914, launching the first great European war of the 20th century, soldiers on both sides were assured they'd be home by Christmas to celebrate victory. That prediction proved to be false. The men on the fronts did not get home for Christmas as the war dragged on for 4 years. During that time, 8.5 million men were killed, with hundreds of thousands more dying from injuries. The war to end all wars took a horrific human toll and transformed Europe. On Christmas Eve, in December of 1914, however, one of the most unusual events in military history took place on the Western Front. On the night of December 24th, the weather abruptly became cold, freezing the water and slush of the trenches in which the men were bunkered. On the German side, soldiers began lighting candles. British sentries reported to commanding officers there appeared to be small lights raised on poles or bayonets. Although these lanterns clearly illuminated German troops, making them vulnerable to being shot, the British held their fire. Even more amazing, British officers saw through binoculars that some enemy troops were holding Christmas trees over their heads with lighted candles in their branches. The message was clear. Germans who celebrated Christmas on the eve of December 24th were extending holiday greetings to their enemies. Within moments of that sighting, the British then began hearing a few German soldiers singing a Christmas carol. It was soon picked up all along the German line as other soldiers joined in harmonizing. The words heard were these: Stille Nacht, Heilige Nacht. The British troops immediately recognized the melody as Silent Night, Holy Night, and began singing in English, along with the Germans. The singing of Silent Nights quickly neutralized all hostilities on both sides. One by one, British and German soldiers began laying down their weapons to venture into no man's land, a small patch of bombed-out earth between the two sides. So many soldiers on both sides ventured out that superior officers were prevented from objecting. An undeclared truce had erupted and peace had broken out. Frank Richards was an eyewitness of this unofficial truce. In his wartime diary, he wrote, "We stuck up a board with Merry Christmas on it. The enemy stuck up a similar one. Two of our men threw their equipment off and jumped onto the parapet with their hands above their heads, as two of the Germans did the same. Our two going to meet them. They shook hands and we all got out of the trench, and so did the Germans." Richards also explained some German soldiers spoke perfect English, with one saying how fed up he was with the war and how he'd be glad when it was all over. His British counterpart agreed. That night, former enemy soldiers sat around a common campfire. They exchanged small gifts from their meager belongings: chocolate bars, buttons, badges, small tins of processed beef. Men who only hours earlier had been shooting to kill were now sharing Christmas festivities and showing each other family snapshots. The truce ended just as it had begun, by mutual agreement. Captain C.I. Stockwell of the Royal Welsh Fusiliers recalled how, after a truly silent night, he fired 3 shots into the air at 8:30 a.m. on December 26th and then stepped up onto the trench bank. A German officer who had exchanged gifts with Captain Stockwell the previous night also appeared on the trench bank. They bowed, saluted, and climbed back into their trenches. A few moments afterwards, Captain Stockwell heard the German officer fire 2 shots into the air. The war was on again. John 14:27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.